My sermons were right from the start spoke on this subject, and were preparing the Jamaat, and the best precaution taken by a community would lie in the direction of the belief of that community. So when I pointed out repeatedly and warned in clear terms that this is what you are going, what is going to happen, I kept on telling Ahmadis to go closer to Allah. There the safety, our safety lay, and nowhere else. For a completely weak community, on whose rights every Tom, Dick and Harry dares to trample, the safety lies only in the direction of some powerful association. And I explained that too in one of the sermons very clearly, that nobody can survive in this immoral world without having powerful connections. So some people take pride in their connections with the East, some with the West, some with the King, some with the Patwari, and so on and so forth. It goes on. So our direction of safety lies in developing a very strong, close relationship with Allah. Go towards it and develop that relationship before the hour of trial comes. So this is the precaution we could take.
How far do you think it will go? When is it going to stop?
It depends on how far you have accepted my advice of running towards Allah. If you have really made friends with Allah, then no harm, no worry at all. He knows better when to bring about a change. But if you have not done it, then there is danger. Hour of trial may extend beyond your expectations.
Yes, please. Under the present situation, there is a fundamental saying of the Prophet that anybody who oneself is given protection of himself and his
right.
Wealth.
I agree.
Is it not the true living?
If this is a right given to every human being, not only by the Holy Quran and the Prophet, but presently by every civilized government. And no government can take that right away, so far, but a government which has passed that ordinance, that could be an exception, I don't know. But as long as they don't pass another ordinance, telling the world that Ahmadis have forfeited their right to defend themselves, if Ahmadis defend by the law of the land as well as by the law of religion, they are within their bounds, they have every right to do that. And even if the law does not permit them, if they defend themselves and get killed, according to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be martyrs. So this is the situation as clear as.